Hits Radio.
This is the Hits Radio. We're backstage live at Manchester Arena with Ed Sheeran. How are you doing, buddy? You're right.
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. So how are the live gigs going so far?
The gigs are good. Yeah, it's actually nearing the end of the UK run now. We'll start Europe next week. We'll start at Amsterdam, which should be fun.
And how does it feel to go from the UK to Europe? Is it a different audience?
It's weird. It's weird in other countries. Like a country like Sweden, a song like I See Fire, which wasn't really a hit here at all. It just kind of came out on the Hobbit film. I See Fire was like their biggest hit of the last like
really?
5 years, which is really weird. So I'd play a show here and end with something like Sing because it's been number one. But you'd play a show in Sweden and play I See Fire last, you know, because that's the song that everyone kind of comes to see. So
you have to kind of alter your...
Yeah, I basically arrive at the venue and I go, what's the top five of the biggest selling songs that I have? And then they'll name the most successful ones. And then that's how I kind of build the set around.
Wow, that must be quite nice to be able to just go, right, okay, what are the biggest selling songs in this country?
Yeah. Well, it's a very recent thing, you know. Yeah. It definitely didn't happen on the first album, but thankfully the first album went well and this album's gone well. So yeah, touch wood.
What is the worst thing about being a singer? And I don't mean in terms of being famous, but I mean in terms of, like, do people always want to give you advice?
The thing that terrifies me the most is when I lose my voice, because that's when you realise that your job is literally a tiny muscle in your throat. And when that goes, you can't work anymore. Yeah, you can kind of constantly do any other job, but this one is it's weird. It all depends on a very, very tiny little muscle in your throat. And if that goes for a couple of days, you're gone. You can't do it.
Has it been recently whilst you've been on?
Yeah, it happened in Dublin for 4 days, and it was a really terrifying experience just because I was still doing the shows, but they just weren't 100%, and I want everything I do to be 100%.
And how did you get through it? Do you just self-medicate?
I scraped through it, yeah. I slept a lot, drank a lot of water, and scraped through it.
So do you have any advice for other people that are starting out and just in the early days of picking up a guitar or starting to do music?
Enjoy it. There's no point doing it if you don't enjoy it. That should be the main reason why you do it. So play the songs you want to play, sing how you want to sing, write how you want to write, perform how you want to perform. Don't listen to anyone telling you how you should do stuff, because at the end of the day, if you don't enjoy it, you're not going to live your dream at all. You're just going to be living someone else's idea of what your dream should be. So yeah, make sure you enjoy it, and that's the most important thing.
Of course. And that's no more relevant than you being on X Factor. What's it like to see contestants, people that are kind of having to battle it out on TV? Does that appeal to you, or does that...
I think, you know, what I've seen about those TV shows is everyone ends up at the same place if you win it or you, like, One Direction didn't win it, but, you know, like, everyone goes through that route, and if they get to the point where their songs are in the charts, we all end up at the same place. I do the same radio shows as them, I do the same events, the same TVs, the same press. So, like, it's just a route to get to where you need to get to. Mm-hmm. I don't really see it as a bad thing at all. It's just a different route to take. It's a more risky route, but mm-hmm. if you get it spot on, it's a quicker route. So and we all work as hard as each other when we reach there. So it's not a bad thing. And not everyone wants to take, you know, the route that me or Jake Bugg or Ben Howard or any other singer-songwriter would have taken. You know, DJs would take a different route, or rappers would take a different route. There's always just different routes into the industry, and X Factor is one of them.
Yeah. Did you enjoy your performance? Because
I did, yeah.
There are a lot of lights going on.
Yeah,
at the time,
I didn't really know what was kind of happening. I hadn't really been pre-warned about the people behind me, so I was kind of performing, and I looked around and was a bit like, oh, what's going on there? It looked like the Village of the Damned, but it was fun.
It genuinely did, and they all kind of stood quite still as well with their lights, and it was a little bit sinister at times, but I think it worked with the tune.
Yeah, well, the only reason I did the show was to get the song to number one, and it's sitting at number one. So whatever happened on the show, good or bad, it worked. So I'm glad.
Good, I'm glad to hear it. Obviously, we love the tune. I was just wondering whether you'd like to introduce it for us.
Yeah, this is Ed Sheeran on the Hits, and this is Thinking Out Loud. And they're going to play it twice in a row because they should.
The Hits Radio.
This is Ed Sheeran backstage at Manchester Arena with the Hits Radio. For the video for Thinking Out Loud, obviously it's a big talking point, and it was one of the biggest projects that you've probably done in terms of video, right? So how long did it take to train for it?
It was 5 hours a day for 10 days, but I was doing it in between. So, like, for instance, before I came to see you guys today, if this was America, I would have been rehearsing for 5 hours, and then I'd do this, and then I'd do the show. So it was that every day. So it got quite intense by the end of it, but it definitely paid off.
And you're proud with how it came out? And
Yeah. Well, Don't's been out 5 months and had 18 million hits, and this has been out for just 2 weeks and it's had 18 million hits. So I think it's done all right and it's going to continue to grow. Yeah.
Do you think people have been yearning for you to be more part of the videos and stuff?
No, because I think the less I'm part of the videos, the more exciting it is when I actually am part of the videos. You know, if I'd been in all of my videos up to this point and then did a dancing video, it would just be another video. But because it was an event for the dancing, but also an event to just be seen in it, mm-hmm. it was more of a thing.
You said in another interview, and it was a little while ago, so don't worry if you don't remember, but you said that you're never going to be the guy that is going to have a six-pack and that's why people will buy your music or whatever. Is that changing now, do you think?
No. I'd like to be healthier, but I don't enjoy working out. I enjoyed dancing and yeah. I lost weight while dancing, and I feel like I could do something like that. I could play football, I could do badminton. I just don't enjoy running on a